Hello and welcome back to the Research VR podcast, everybody. I am your host, Oz Balabanian, and with me today is Peter Lekoff for not a new episode. This one is a short little update episode that Peter and I want to do to catch people up on what's going on, do a little recap of 2017, as well as talk about plans for 2018.
Exactly. Hello, everyone.
Yeah, we've been a little bit distant over the past month or so. We've put out an episode at, like, instead of once a week, like once every 2 weeks or sometimes even three. But that's not because we have forgotten. It's mostly because we have been overly busy. I went to Europe for a little bit, to actually Berlin. I met up with Peter, not for the podcast, just I was working with Realities.io and shooting some things there. And now I'm back. I'm in San Francisco, and fortunately I'll be leaving again to New York and Wisconsin for over the next week or two. I'll be meeting up with Danny Bittman, the VR artist, and we're going to be doing some fun collaborations there. I'll be meeting Sketchfab in New York, which is going to be fun, and a few other people. So hopefully if you listen to this before January 6th, then I'll be in New York from the 6th to the 10th. So if anyone's interested, reach out to us. And one other update we want to throw out there is that now we have a Discord channel. Yay!
We are super modern and keep up with the time.
That's right. We're extremely excited about it. This is going to be where you can actually discuss some of the episodes. If you don't look at the show links, like, you'll see the links there, and you'll be able to kind of like talk about the things that we're always discussing. We'll have episode suggestions and topic suggestions, announcements, and just overall a good place to be. Peter, we should probably also mention that we are thinking about opening up the big screen rooms to supporting more than, you know, four people, so that we can have a live audience. And the way we're going to be able to do that is only through the Discord channel. So that's where we'll organize some of these, live episodes. And that's there'll be good things there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Peter, do you have anything to add to this list of updates for people?
Yeah, so we have definitely exciting episodes to come and exciting guests. We're also very open to your suggestions. So if you have awesome, exciting VR science or awesome, exciting VR startup science stuff, you know, just contact us, and also always follow us and share your thoughts with us, because we are basically based on your comments too. We are also looking forward to understand what you liked, what you didn't like, and also adjust maybe the topics or the frequency or whatever you have in mind to your needs.
That's right. And we also want to mention that, like, we want people to post science inside, and I mean, that's the whole point of having kind of a curated list of places that where people come to discuss this, rather than, you know, throwing in clickbait titles and whatnot. Like, this is going to be a high quality science discussion, which I'm very excited about.
And especially from being recently in Laval on the EuroVR, where I was presenting from the company I'm working on, but also where I published my paper in Sweden on the VRST, I kind of felt that there is a gap between the new, modern, quick, emerging startup VR community or XR community, and also maybe the slightly older and more mature science VR topics. And this is also kind of a trial to bridge those two things. So it's not just about clickbait, great titles, as Azad said, but really more about new, emerging, wonderful topics, science and research, and also the understanding of virtual reality, because we are all kind of in the darkness. We're tapping around trying to figure out what works and what's not, and I think that's a great occasion for, you know, people to connect and basically exchange ideas and thoughts.
That's right. We are very excited about the year ahead. Peter, maybe we should talk about some of the episodes that we still haven't yet released, because we've kind of just been and it's not that we don't even have the episodes, we just haven't gone through the trouble of publishing them. We're going to keep those over the next couple of weeks, sprinkle them throughout while I'm away. So I think one I wanted to mention is Fused VR, who is a group of two guys from, I believe they're both from Stanford, And they have an excellent YouTube channel that's about educating people on how to use Unity specifically for VR and AR. They're really good at what they do. And they've had me on before for a little live stream that they, for a weekly live stream that they do. So the Fuse VR episode is going to be coming soon. They talk a lot about development, the kind of the initial hurdles of development, the learning curve that you kind of need to go over. And the second episode that we still have yet to release is with two previous engineers from the OSIC 3D headphones company. They are experts in 3D audio and just audio in general. And so that was a really fun and educating episode for me, Peter, when we were just kind of, you know, jamming on ideas of where are we currently with positional audio in VR, and you know, what do they see coming?
Yes, I think it's a very exciting episode that everyone will love.
That's right. And as a look back to 2017, I guess some of the milestones that we can point back to is that I think we hit both 50,000 and 100,000 downloads in that year, which is pretty freaking awesome. Yes. I did not expect, we might've mentioned this before in an episode or two, but like, I did not know, you know, that there would be this much excitement or care about people liking science and virtual reality. And we started this podcast, I guess, back in 2015 or 2016.
Ooh, I think it was 2016.
Right. Yes. So we actually were probably about to hit to 2 year mark in about a month or two. I went back and listened to the first episode, and it starts with Christoph. It's actually beautiful. It's Christoph, our third co-host that is now AWOL these days. the first thing that's said on the podcast is, "It has begun." And it's very in his very Polish accent. It's beautiful. I think that's like the perfect way to start a very nerdy show like this. And we're excited to do more of this. Apologies if the quality of some of the audio between episodes have shifted. That's just due to our like not permanent setup. And that's due to VR sometimes, and that's due to just sometimes the guest situations, because we host everything online. But we try and control it as much as we can.
Yeah, if we would have a private jet, we could just fly to every guest and just capture him, put him in a perfectly captured room. Everything would be great, but we are using this modern great technology called the internet, which is sometimes flocky, and also, you know, microphones and recordings tend to F noise and hissing that we try obviously to fix, which is also adding certain delays. So it's always, you know, a decision whether to put more time into post-processing or just push it out as it is. However, don't hesitate to tell us when something is not hearable. We can always revisit it.
In a constructive manner, please.
yeah, sure. I mean, obviously. I mean, we don't expect anything else from our lovely audience.
apart from that, I mean, we've covered an incredible amount of various topics and conversations. I think some of this will be really valuable down the line to look back at some of these creators, some of these founders, and looking at their early days, which I consider this to be that. I'm honored that I get to capture people in this state, and they're willing to be open and talk about their expertise for everyone to hear. So I really plan on doing that more. Hopefully at a faster and more, you know, just at a faster way. I guess should mention what else has been taking up more of my time. About a month ago, I started another series called Every Day a Scan, where this isn't a podcast, actually. It's a YouTube channel first, as well as, I guess, my Twitter feed has become that, where every day I'm basically going around somewhere doing a photogrammetry scan of a place, thing, or environment around the world, and posting a link up to Sketchfab for people to view as well as download, all for free, you know, full commercial license and everything. As well as sometimes I like, you know, I create something within that scan, like a piece of art, or just I like to capture places so that we can come back to later on and realize, you know, where we were even in 2017. So the YouTube channel is more focused on like the backstories behind some of the scans, how I do what I do, the workflow, the gear, you know, all the stuff that people like to know about the behind the scenes. So yeah, just Google Everyday Scan on Google, or I even bought the domain everydayscan.com. Holla, not bad for $8 a month, or I mean $8 a year. I wouldn't have paid that much.
Yeah.
Surprised nobody had it actually. And yeah, it's been very time consuming, but it's been awesome because I've exponentially learned more about this whole 3D scene, like what 3D artists do, what tools they do, all just the entire like what is a mesh and how a mesh is constructed and what is a texture and what, you know, what goes into those. None of that I knew before. You might have been able to tell from the earlier episodes when I'm just like sitting in the back, just nodding my head. So that has been really excellent, and I'm planning on doing a lot more of that. Well, let's see what else. Oh, I mentioned Realities.io. There's going to be some really awesome updates coming from Realities soon. As you may have known, I was in Armenia with the Realities team, doing some photogrammetry scans of some of the historic places there, the churches, the temples, the ruined castles on top of volcanoes, the Stonehenges that are even older than the Stonehenge in the UK. There's a lot of dense, rich culture packed into this one little thing. So I've been working on that with Realities, and shooting. We actually shot some pretty excellent kind of podcasts. Actually, Peter, I don't know if I told you this, but
no.
So this is David Finstavalde. He's the CEO and founder of Realities. He was with me in Armenia, and so I had an idea that in between the drives, the places that we were going, I was like, why don't I just fly my drone behind the car as we're driving? I wasn't the one driving, by the way.
Good.
I was flying and following us, and at the same time recording our audio in the car. So we were just talking about, you know, either the location that we were at or some of the stories behind what was going on. And so it ends up being like this cool video podcast from the air, following a car through the Armenian highlands, you know, like I thought it was a pretty novel thing, and it ends up becoming a very conversational about where you are, and then you can fly the drone and show exactly what you look talking about, and there's some pretty hilarious moments. So that'll probably go on the Realities YouTube page. So check them out there, and I'll probably mention more things as they're coming out, including the Armenia update, which will be out for free, hopefully, in the next month or two. So
nice.
That's enough talking.
Yeah. On my end. True, true. I've been also busy with some other stuff. I've been also kind of trying to do some mixed reality. I hope that in the following months, I will also finally create some nice videos for the YouTube channel from the company I'm working with, this Virtual Spice Thingy, about industrial planning, whatever. I hope the footage will be looking funny. But yeah, right now fighting with mixed reality. Also, there might be another podcast coming up, which I will be involved in, which I'm currently preparing, that most likely every one of you will see sooner or later. But my heart and my soul stay here.
That's right. The research VR podcast cannot be killed.
No,
that's how we do it.
Also, I am slowly but definitely, surely trying to convince Chris to come back for a special where he will share all this knowledge that he has gathered in the meantime about user UX and VR.
I know.
It will be maybe a longer special, or maybe he will come for two or three episodes. Let's see. But I'm working my way, and if you tweet at him or write him, if you miss him, it might convince him too.
Yeah, he's been off doing his graduate degree, being a real academic, unlike us that went into industry. I think we should let's cut it off there. Thank you all.
How do people find our Discord channel?
So the Discord channel will be in the show notes, as well as on our Twitter page, and I'll have it up on our Facebook page. I don't have a short link to give out yet, so just look for it in these descriptions. Join in there. It's for free, obviously. And follow us on Twitter at ResearchVRcast. Follow us on Facebook at ResearchVRpodcast. If you have something to email us, you can do it at at researchvrcast@gmail.com. But if you hit us up on Discord or Twitter, that's probably a better and faster way for us to get to you. Thank you. I probably have a few shout outs to give for some of the comments, but we'll come back to that. So yes, if you can leave us a review on iTunes, we will be eternally happy and grateful, because that helps us with the rankings. There are not that many VR podcasts, and we'd like to be one of them. And
probably,
it's good stuff.
And if you're particularly like one of the episodes, feel free to share it around.
That's right. Oh, actually, we'll talk about the can't buy thing later. Okay, guys. And we'll see you. Actually, yes. Sorry for being so jumpy. I'm starting to drink coffee, and you can tell it's affecting me. Probably next week we'll put out a older episode that is new, very new. But yes. All right. And on that note, thank you all for being here.
Goodbye, everyone.